All right. Afternoon. I'll go ahead and call our meeting to order. You'll notice I didn't give you an agenda because there's really not a lot on the agenda for this morning. We didn't have any unresolved old business from last month. Unless somebody can think of anything, I went over the notes again this morning and I didn't find anything like new business from last month that was still unanswered.
Everything's good.
That being said, one note. Yes, can I make my note first and then I'll call on you?
Okay,
thank you, sir. One note about one of the items of new business last month was we spoke about Stan specifically had asked that he is not having to babysit song leaders. It is what it is. And that being said, I even tried to redouble my efforts and failed miserably and didn't even have slides. And I'm going. So, that being said, a note to the song leaders. Dennis was so gracious and kind to get a program set up on the computer up here at the podium so that you can remotely access the song program and be able to actually add your slides and everything from the comfort of your own home.
Dennis, you're awesome.
So if that's something that you're interested in, any song leaders that are, fall under that thing, which is basically me and you, I think. Josh will be back in the future. And Josh has already set up, I believe, Dennis said. So, but
yeah, he did it last. Josh did it.
And I've worked with some programs before. I just don't. Not familiar with this much, but it'll make it easier for us for sure. Because then I can just get home and be done.
The only other song that would be Justin.
Okay, and he'll take. He's 10 guys. Okay, sorry. Just a small note. Didn't really affect everybody, but figured it'd be. Yes, Dave.
Okay, I don't know where you're going to put this, but I'm calling more like an observation and a request.
Okay.
And just bear with me.
That's fine.
And, of course, we have the business meeting to do the business of the church. Of course, there's the spiritual and the secular when those that left us and started their own church, not based on the foundation of Christ, and that, but we inherited the, if you want to use that word, inherited the building and the 3 acres. And this is so that this is what it's, and what we didn't know our finances at the time or anything, and so this was one of the most important things at that time. Of the what about the building and what to do on that, and so we got on that to get a solid decision, And those, when I'm getting at these things, important things are not to be taken lightly and like that, and so we come up with different avenues that we could do with the church building. Well, I mean, and the building and all that, and without going too much, I'm already rambling, but. And we got to the point that Josh was going to get an appraisal and find out it cost $2,000, so I stepped in because I see it wasn't going anywhere. And so I went with my contact, Sherry Purnell, and that. And so we finally took time, to get all the right things to be making an intelligent decision. And I say it's not a thing of taking that lightly. And so I know that Josh and myself and others put a lot of work and effort on it, but of course that's for us. We're the members here, and that's what we have. But Sherry Purnell, she put a lot of time and effort and everything, and of course, time with her is money.
My
request is that somebody's good at writing her a letter, which. Stan is good. In fact, he met Stan. Met her when when we came to the building, and Sam was working on his stuff, and so she went a little bit to her about the church. So I'd like to request that Stan can put something together, you know, thanking her for her time and money and all that. Yeah, I mean, time and effort and all that.
I see Stan nodding back there. I'm not doing that at all. I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but his nod is, but, you know, and then just let her know, like, hey, you know, if something ever develops in the future, you'll be the first person to go. Yeah. I mean, that would be my, what I would say. That's,
yeah, I'd be glad to do it.
And now, of course, if they ever do anything, you'd go with her. Of course, she's 78, so, I mean, the time to ever do anything, she's probably not be doing it, being in that field anymore. But, so I don't know, we don't need it.
I think that's a good idea. Anybody opposed to us sending a letter of thanks, appreciation to...
No.
Just one point.
Yes, sir.
Lord, we didn't say a prayer.
I didn't want to interrupt Dick and say it. I noticed that too.
Better not.
Before we continue, go ahead and say a prayer. Yes, please close the door. Thanks, sir. Zachary, will you lead our minds in prayer, please?
Please bow, please. Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you now thanking you for this time that we've had to come together and worship you. And at this time, Father, we ask that you be with us, that we might be of sound mind and be of one accord. And this meeting might go in a way that is pleasing in your sight, that is according to your will. Thank you for all the blessings that you bestow upon us in our lives. We thank you most of all for your Son, who you sent to die upon the cross. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Thank you, Zachary. Yeah, if I ever forget, I'm not the best chairperson, so if I ever forget again, please just interrupt and let me know, because I hadn't done it until today, so I apologize. That is all I have as far as old business goes. And Dick brought up that one point of, I would call it, kind of like old business, yeah. So we'll get that taken care of. And then, Stan, will you report to us next month and let us know?
Let you know when I send it out.
Thank you, sir.
Glad to.
Anybody that wants to have input on that letter, feel free to see Stan and let know what should be added. If you have something specific that you would like to add, Sherry Parnell. Okay. Seeing no other old business, we'll move to our new business. And the first thing I've got here is, Stan, let me know that there was an issue or some stuff, things afoot with the laminator, so I'll let Stan.
Yeah, I'll be very quick. The laminator's causing some problems again, and the ladies were wanting to look into maybe calling in someone to get it fixed or have Josh take another try at it. Well, one of the ladies, out of the goodness of her heart, came across a deal for basically the same laminator, and it was on sale, and she bought it to donate to the church. So I'm not going to say who it was, because she didn't indicate to me that she was interested in her name being known, but we're going to have a new laminator based upon the generosity of one of our ladies, indicating again how passionate our teachers are for the teaching. We'll set the other one aside and possibly get it fixed and have it as a backup sometime in the future, but we'll have a new laminator. We won't have to worry about this for a while. I want everybody to know that.
Very cool. Very good.
By the way, it wasn't an insignificant amount. It was about $1,200.
Yeah. Anybody else want to donate any other heavy machinery? No. The floor is open. No. In all seriousness, that was very generous of her to do that. And it takes a little bit of stress off of me as well. Even though if there's ever something, and on that, while we're on that, if you ever notice something that is more than, please don't come see me and be like, the light bulb's out in the hallway.
Okay.
Like, can you ever change the light bulb? Like, we've got light bulbs in the back closet. No. But no, in all seriousness, if you do notice something, please come and let me know. I know in the past we had the forms under a different regime. I don't require or have any authority to require you fill out a form. If you'd like to write it down, that would be greatly helpful, because I have a hard enough time remembering my name or which date it is, let alone like every request that I get. So, or even an email or a tip. I don't check emails, I'm horrible. But just if you write it down, there's a better chance that I'll be able to remember.
So basically what you're saying is, if it's something that we feel comfortable and confident in doing, and it needs to be done, do it.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's not like, use your best judgment. I have no authority. I can't tell you can't. So, but just, I would say best practices, use your best judgment on something. Don't undertake a project that, I can do it, but it's going to be...
That would otherwise require a men's meeting.
Yes.
Do we still have those forms around?
I believe it exists in some form back there. Yes, those original forms should be around somewhere. I don't know specifically where they are right this minute, but if you'd like me to dig them up, I will.
But if you can find them, then we'll give you the authority to use them. You know, because they were a lot better that way.
They were, and I had a folder, just so you know, I had a folder, and so every time one would trickle down to me from the elders, and I would be able to, I'd put it in that folder, and then if I ever needed something to do, was bored at home, if ever, that way they can get away, and I could look back and see it, because I need organization or I'm in trouble. So, anyhow, I can't find them. The only reason I said that I wasn't interested in forcing that, forcing the issue there was because there was kind of a sticking point, and I don't think it was so much the forms as it was the administration of the forms back at that time. So, I'm fine however we do it, but I will be glad to find them and make them available for anyone, and if you please pass that information along to the ladies in the congregation as well, I'm more than happy. I mean, I'm not in a, I'm just kind of a maintenance guy. So it's not an official thing, but I'm more than happy to coordinate and help. But all the help I can get is
help with the maintenance. Call on us. We'll help you. Do it all yourself.
Yes, sir. Okay. That being said, no, and the only reason I even brought that up is because I got concerned because I'm sitting up here last Sunday closing out the Bible drill, and one of the ladies of the congregation goes, "Oh, by the way, did you know the faucet back there is running?" I'm like, "No, I nothing about it." And she's like, "Oh, yeah, it's leaking." Look at back there, it's like a full on like stream of hot water. And I'm like, I'm glad she said something because it was ran. So I thank her for saying something. But yeah, if there's ever something running that shouldn't be running, please let me know immediately so we can get it shut off. Because the worst case scenario is it gets worse and we have a flood. So, or let someone know. Okay, sorry. I'll get off that soapbox. The only other new business I have is we need to elect or voluntel someone to be the chairperson for the next 3 months. Do we have any volunteers, first of all?
I'll do it. That's been a while since I've done this.
I was going to nominate Paul, but, since we're picking up the last week.
Lot, Paul.
I don't know.
But Paul, knowing Paul, he's a soft-spoken guy like him. He gets you like, well, where'd this guy come from? No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I digress. All right, so Josh, you're going to volunteer to do it.
All right.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Is there anybody else that absolutely just wants to do it that hasn't had a turn to do it? Okay, you're it. That's all I have. Is there anybody else with any other issues that we need to, that are pressing, that we need to bring up before we adjourn?
I've got two quick things. Okay. First, just when we're in the lobby, just a reminder, those that are back there, lock the doors after 5 minutes. Somebody brought to my attention, I don't know who was doing lobby that one time, but she went to the restroom and noticed some doors weren't locked, and it might have just been the few seconds she was back there happened to be when they were unlocked, and they were locked right after that. I think we generally do a pretty good job about that, but just a reminder, because you know, that's what we decided on, plus you know, just safety concerns. And then the other thing is, I think we mentioned this at one point, but then it was just a comment in passing, and I never got back to it, and then my wife brought it to my attention again, is the possibility of moving the Bible class from that room to back to the back auditorium. Like, we, you know, if you remember, the reason we moved it to the rooms was because when we split, now that we're not split, there's not necessarily a reason to have it in these rooms. If that's everybody's preference, that's fine. The reason to move it back is, I think, one, when people do come in late and visitors, you know, going all the way back to that room and open it and look through the window, sometimes that can be a little bit intimidating, maybe, to some. Doesn't bother me, but to some it does. And then also the lobby duty. And the man doing lobby duty, if it's in the back in the auditorium, he can listen in and still get something out of the class. Whereas if he's not, he's really, you know, really we can't hear back there.
I agree. The other thing is, once we get the audio working again, if person in the auditorium, the teacher is using the mic,
right,
then they can in the better. Crowd room, they can hear it.
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with the mic?
The
wireless mic?
My wireless mic is fine. It's the... You can't hear it in the crowd room.
Oh, and the camera going. Yeah, that's coming very, very shortly.
Right.
So.
Right.
So. Anyway.
The drawback to that is that we won't be spread out particularly because it'd be just last few pews, but it's a little harder to hear the comments in the auditorium than it is in the classroom.
The only thing about, I'm glad you brought that up because that'll have, I need to think about, may put the camera somewhere different so that I can, if we do, we can catch Wednesday night class. I mean, you might just have audio though.
You want to look around tripods?
I'm going to take out all the glass up here and I'm just going to make a sound booth up in the loft.
I'm not against that.
And that's pretty far removed, I think. Eventually we'll talk about doing some kind of control rooms at the back, but I think Stan brought that up. Yes, sir.
I like Josh's idea, but would it also be a good idea to just ask the class members, maybe Wednesday night, what they're, if they have a preference? They
sure,
might
I
like
can
to
do that.
Stay in there, you know?
That's probably the best way to...
I always feel claustrophobic in these rooms when it's everybody in there. It's like...
I think the main issue that I have heard about these classrooms is the lights.
That's another thing, too. Right. Rachel Talley has trouble with the lights.
I'm trying to take her out that day.
Yeah, I'll ask, and then we can go from there.
Okay. Well, I know that when we first moved to the class, well, obviously because we had split, you know, the class up, it was, I think that I remember people, one of the positive things was that there was more participation in the kind of close-knit setting, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So maybe we just need to...
That's more on the song of the teacher than anything else.
Fair enough.
Location is not big, yeah.
Well, you know, if they're not lecturing and they're at... No. Okay. So we're going to ask the... Rather than us voting on it tonight, we're going to ask the class... Not voting, I'm sorry. Making that decision right now, we'll petition the class Wednesday night.
Yep.
Okay? And whatever the... We'll go from there. All right, is there anything else? Yes, sir.
Something we've talked about many times.
Yes, sir.
When we first went to do the one service all day, had the 9 o'clock service, they had the songs and a sermon, and then a 10-minute break. And most times it never got the whole 10 minutes. And so we talked about it that, well, we need to give a... And there was some complaint about the 10 minutes was not enough time, and so we were going to make it, I don't know how, eliminating one song and judging the sermons. But anyway, we were going to have more time between the midst for the classes and from the singing.
Okay.
And still it's less than 10 minutes, you know. than the time that the prayer is saying. And of course, if we get shortchanged on the person give the prayer, because they got to give a short prayer, because and that. And I don't know what we can do about that. I ought to allow more time, you know, like we suggested. I don't know if it was the last business meeting or the one before that, to have a longer time.
The last one we spoke about, and it was just a reminder to the song leader to try to be cognizant of his, you know, getting the songs done. The song should be done by 9:20, so that the speaker can start his presentation, his sermon, and then the speaker is to aim at being done, you know, within kind of that 5-minute window between 9:20. Sing till 9:20, and then from 9:20 to 9. Is it 20-minute lesson or
25-minute lesson?
25-minute lesson. So 9:25, and that gives us.
And we are not going over it consistently.
Not consistently.
Nobody's done it by 9:45. I can remember.
Well, again, we just brought it up for as a reminder last week of the meeting. So we've only had, I think, four weeks, you know, of Sundays since then. So I would say we reiterate it. And, you know, unfortunately, it's one of those things where it's, you know, but I understand the need for not just for people to be getting their class, but there are people that need that 10-minute break to be able to use the restroom and stretch their legs and whatnot. So I would remind everyone again, song leaders and speakers alike, to try, but like Stan said, we're not consistently going over it. But lest we fall into that trap, let's everybody strive to keep it there. That's what I'd say. I mean,
I'm curious, since it's being talked about, a review of my time management today. How was that? Was it okay?
Did I go over? No. We went 5 minutes over, Josh.
Did I? Okay. Sorry.
With the invitation song and the prayer, we had 5 minutes.
Between
9 o'clock service and Bible classes.
Gotcha.
Really okay. That's one of the reasons those clocks for the guys who do teaching, there, that clock's back there is because at a quarter of, you need to be finished. And that's why I'm saying it's not consistently, because there have been a couple times I've gone a couple minutes over, but I'm pretty much...
Well, then I misset my alarm.
And Jim's back there with his finger on the bell. I'm like, it's only for class, Jim, don't do it. I've thought about you before. I was like...
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the feedback.
No, I mean... I don't know if there's, I hate to like do anything, but just, I mean, of course, half your speakers that are used to speaking, like I'm sure Stan would be like, you'd be back there going, he'd be like, didn't even see you.
The thing is, if there's not awareness, it doesn't matter when we say we need to stop, people will have a tendency to go over, and we're going to have this problem. If the speaker can finish at a quarter of, and be mindful of it. And again, you know, what we as teachers, and I'm struggling with it, but I'm trying to do my best, and I know that I'm preaching 25, 27 minutes is what I'm doing. But if everything's on time, and the song leaders have not been going over time, the song leaders are doing fine. We're getting up at 9:20.
Yep.
And if we can be finished at 9:45, 25 minutes, if you don't say, you know, don't prepare as much, prepare less. Make it a shorter lesson.
Right.
And then you can get finished at 9:45. If you've got some left over, say, hey, I'll finish it next time I come up and speak.
And I'm not going to make a huge shot, but I was just going to add to what you said, is that the last thing you want as a speaker is when it hits 9:45, everyone's mind just shuts you off, and they're thinking about, oh, when's he going to be, is he done yet? Because now you just lost your audience. So, I mean, times, and... I'm famous for not being succinct or telling short stories. I can ramble on forever. But you don't want to lose the message in that last, you know, because you went over 3 minutes. Even 3 minutes is, everybody's gone. They're like, so, Dennis.
What I was going to say was, if Dick hadn't brought that up, we would not have caught this. We would not have captured our failure today. What I'm talking about is mission debriefings. And Jim's familiar with this. Flight crews do this all the time. When they go out and they come back, they sit down and they go over what happened so they can catch errors, so they can see how we can do it better next time.
Sure.
So we need to capture these failures so we can see, how we can do it better and get good at this. Now I got $7. I know what time slippage is. I've lived time slippage. Okay.
Even
to give a psalm leader till 20 after, and then tell the preacher to start at 20, that ain't gonna work. There's not enough time for that. The psalm leader needs to shoot for 15 after. The psalm leader shoots for 20, and they'll work out it. It'll get there that way.
Right.
The preacher should shoot for 40.
Right.
To finish, because he won't.
Right.
And then he'll be able to his closing remarks. He'll end by 45.
Yep.
So if you go 20 and 45, then you're going to go 5 minutes, 7 to 8 minutes for the song and the prayer, and we're back to 7 minute break.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is all these kids need to get to the potty. Teachers got to get to the potty. They got to get to the classroom and get set up for the kids and to meet the kids to come to the classroom. They need a minimum of 10 minutes, absolutely.
Okay. Right. Well, and what the only other thing I would suggest, and maybe this we can put it to rest for a while with this, but if you know, and again, just best practice, but if you know that you're the song leader and you know that the speaker is not Stan, maybe drop a song out of the set and allow for, because I can't.
I try to prep for like 20 minutes, and I might go 25.
And
I think my songs are maybe a little longer than, so I didn't take off quite as much as I was wanted to. I think like 17 is.
The last Sunday I led, I tried leaving some verses out, and that helped. I got to sing the same songs. I just wasn't singing 4 or 5 verses for each song, because our program will let us do that.
Right.
And I'd never done it before, and that's a possibility too.
So I'm just saying be cognizant of who's coming up after you, and if you know that they might be less experienced than Stan is at keeping up with a certain thing, just adjust accordingly. And or talk to them. That's the best thing is communication. Hey, are you... Because I know Josh rehearses his... He's like, hey, I did it for you or Justin? No, Justin does.
Justin does.
Okay.
I generally have a good idea when I come up.
And that's perfect. But I know Justin's like, oh, I rehearsed it, and I cut it down to this amount of time, but can you please drop a song because I know it's going to be this amount of time. I'm like, yeah, sure. And then he went, 5 more minutes. It's okay. We're all here. We love each other, and we're family, and we just work together with the speaker, and we can all try to
be happy. With those that are not used to giving presentations, I know when I was to do that, I haven't done that many since I've been here at Westside. But anyway, I would make a presentation, but then I'd at home, I would see how long it would take, and try to stay to that. And of course, it's not. Sometimes things come up, but anyway. You get pretty close by practice at home. You know about how long that's going to take for your presentation, and if it's running, you can see it's going to be 5 minutes over or whatever. As you said that Justin tried to do something that he said when he's talking about that. But I mean, it's one way of doing it because that's the way that some of us have done in the past, that were used to giving presentations, and the short presentation is hardest to give, to put a presentation be a short one,
Okay. All right. Thank you for your comments.
We should balance that by letting Stan preach long sermons at the last hour, absolutely.
I was going to actually recommend that, Stan, why don't we institute a Wednesday, pre-Wednesday services speech class. No, presentation. No. I know Stan would
be more than
training
out. Right? I got my views of it.
All right. Is there anything else before we are... I'm going to ask that we have a closing prayer since we didn't have an opening prayer on time. That's okay. And I'll go ahead and do that if that's all right with everyone. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time that we had to come together with one another in the past hours to edify one another and all the things we did in service prior to this time. Thank you for allowing us to have this avenue to make the decisions that concern your church here, your son's church, and the congregation in this place, and the business and the things that go on here. Please continue to guide our hands as we try to make the best decisions when it concerns those things, when it concerns this congregation. Thank you for the good individuals that we have here in this place that are level-headed and able to come to easy agreements, or we know that there are many other places throughout the church that these agreements are not as easily reached. So we are truly blessed to be able to do that. We ask that we ever do the things that you would have us do and that are pleasing unto your sight. Thank you for the other many blessings that you've given us, especially your son Jesus, who died on the cross and might have forgiven us our sins. For without that sacrifice, we'd have nothing at all. I ask that you keep us safe as we go back into this week. Return us again at the next appointed time. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.